Dear Companions Along the Way, a letter written by Z. Charnot, October 31st, 1990. Dear Companions Along the Way, after a full day of accumulated errands through heavy traffic with many excellent yields, I fell asleep on the couch early in the evening. In the wee hours of the morning, I awakened to find Jennifer had covered me, but I was dry-mouthed and still very tired, slightly bound by my clothing. To bed, and in a steady but gradual deepening, I was off to sleep with the benefit of a couple of swallows of grape juice. I dreamed. The prominent personality in my dream was Robin Williams. We were touring an ecological farm. Elliot Ness, of The Untouchables, was operating the farm. Many of the principles I had taught were being followed, but with odd distortions, crowding, force-feeding, etc. Species were brought together to create a kind of ecological web, but it was like a cartoon simplification. The ecological points were made, but there were other points also made, which were about how the distortions enter our consciousness. Jennifer and I have just had some pillow talk about how we circuit to parts of ourselves through one another. We do this because we cannot connect to parts of ourselves directly. When we have connected long enough, well enough, we get in touch with that part of ourself directly. Then the circuit no longer flows through the other person. That means the other person becomes a circuit member for us, with another reason, with another function. All of these insights combine with a general insight. The general insight is into the ways in which social forms and institutions are generated. They are generated from codified aversions. It is as though a set of avoidances, evasions, shame, guilt, and timidity is structured into a social form with cover codes of benevolence, piety, propriety, ethics, professionalism, or other such designated counter-pejorative terms. To be a charity, a non-profit organization, conservationists, some socially defined deviation at the edge of a collective guilt. Aversion, avoidance, and evasion becomes an enforced holding and defining of our own suppressions. We certainly want to lead society back towards having a responsive and tender conscience, but not at the cost of perpetuated denial of who or what we are or have been, our explorations of life. It becomes so important not to steer by disallowances. We must not steer by avoiding the icebergs. We must be in touch with subtle attractions which lie in the direction of our aversions. We must seek clear water. The importance of the phrase, anything you have ever been or have ever done, does not disqualify you. Instead, it qualifies you by showing you how things work, becomes more and more important. The importance of the practice to forgive and to remember couples with that. Tibetan Tantra Yoga speaks of mindfulness, which vanquishes discordant thought, displaces it with the effort of will, but it suggests this technique is the least effective for the issues of least consequence. Ennoblement requires a stronger measure. This requires some elaborate explanation. Number one, mind is the builder, as Casey says. Number two, mind doesn't build large numbers of single structures or forms only or mostly. Number three, mind builds large, related, complex, and interdependent structures. Number four, there are inclusions in those structures which are more or less discontinuities, disbalances, distortions, especially when we abdicate responsibility for our thoughts or believe what we think doesn't matter. Number five, ennoblement is like remodeling. We replace segments of major developmental structures part by part. Number six, Sometimes it is finding the right design or pattern, which is the significant quest, questions, search, or exploration. Number 7, sometimes it is holding the design or pattern as a specific state long enough, frequently enough, to allow the energy to flow into the pattern or design we discover. All of this sounds very general. What Jennifer and I do, what we encompass in day-to-day life, is quite specific. Ennoblement works. We have each had significant successes. The practice is rigorous and even ruthless. I suggest that each of you carry a copy of these paragraphs or this whole letter around with you. Read it again and again. Begin to explore the thoughts you have. See where they lead. Gain the cooperation of one or more other members of the group. Work together. Beyond ennoblement is yielding. This is an even more elaborate, more diligent, more disciplined, more effective method. It requires mastering more principles. It benefits by more guidance. Yielding is to disempower habituations, some very long-standing habituations. Yielding is to disempower large, resonantly enforced structures. Zen achieves all of these goals by alternative means. I like combining them. Zen has the startup advantage of stopping the generation of objective, standalone, isolated, and defined structures. The words in this preceding sentence are not a fluke. They are carefully chosen. Those words do what they talk about doing. Zen halts the distortions of the word-made world. What? How can you have words which halt the distortion of the word-made world? Answer. Just start humming. You can notice the tendency to hum some tune you know, with accompanying lyrics, words. Stop. Just hum. One tone? Stop. Here is a question with wordish structure. Just hum. Feel hum. Use silence breaks. Use long silence breaks. Can you decide when you are using silence breaks or when you have stopped humming? What is the span of time over which you decide you are humming? Why only days? Why the categorical boundary? You have always been humming. You just break it up with other things you have always been doing. Those other things you have always been doing are broken up by the humming you have always been doing. With breaks. See? Let's get into Zen holiness or Zen vulgarity. It doesn't matter. See? We seek liberation. The more we put our minds on what it is we are to be liberated from, the more attached we become. So, no, thou shalt not. Not doesn't work. And zero, with a line drawn through it, doesn't work either. So, oh, that's all. Just oh. We practice a being and doing, which acknowledges as much of the universe as we can. We submerge in functional participation. The self is unbounded, undefined, open. Overcome a self-defined life that propels itself along with worry, worry, sput, sput. Just live and make alive. There, you're free. You're free of me. You're free of my advice. So be, do some if you must. Your brother in liberation's pursuit. Z.